This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Is there any denying
This is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer.
Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20.
Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good morning to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. It's the opening game of the 2022 Girls Division IV Sectional Tournament here at Sydney. And we've got the Mechanicsburg Indians against the Bodkins Trojans locking horns in what could very well be one of the finest games in this sectional tournament this season. Bodkins was seeded third. Mechanicsburg was seeded third. They tied for the number 3 seed. Bodkins won the coin flip, took the 3 spot. Mechanicsburg said, we'll play you right away. They're both in the Rushi bracket away from Fort Laramie. So we've got what could be a nail-biter, a thriller in the opening game, Chuck.
Well, Bodkins is going to have to play really well because Mechanicsburg, every year, they're strong. They play strong. They're going to pressure you. You better be strong with the basketball and not give it up on easy transition baskets the other way, or it could be a long day for them.
Bodkins has perhaps played a little tougher schedule. Mm-hmm. Mechanicsburg, 60 points a game. Bodkins, 42. As you suggested, Chuck, this Mechanicsburg team plays aggressively, a rambunctious style, very physical. Bodkins' defense has got to be sharp. It's got to be glued on the top 2 scorers for the Mechanicsburg Indians, who are Olivia Skillings and Addie DeLong. They're both in double digits. And this Mechanicsburg team will run up and down the floor, high octane. Bodkins has got to get back, cannot allow any easy field goals.
Well, that's the Mechanicsburg's strength is their guard play. They're averaging, Skillings averaging 12-7 at 5-6, and Addie DeLong at 5-6 is also averaging 12 a game. On the opposite side, Bodkins, they're obviously led by Carmen Euchre, averaging right around 15 a game now, I think, in that area. And she's going to have to get help today. She's going to have to get help from Boston Paul. She's really going to have help from Aaliyah Johnson. I think she might be the key to Bodkins' fortunes this morning. morning. As you mentioned, Carmen Euchre at 15 points a game, Camden Paul at 6, Boston Paul at 6, Aaliyah Johnson 4, started Janelle Platfoot at 4, Melanie Maurer off the bench at 5. Botkins has got to make some threes. Can't get flustered. Must stay in the game the first couple quarters. As I recall 2 years ago here, Mechanicsburg put on the heat in the first quarter, pressured Botkins, and eventually took care of the Trojans rather easily in the second half. By way of record, Botkins 15-7, 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. The four setbacks in league action to Rushi and Fort Loramie. Botkins closed the campaign, losing twice at the end of the regular season, falling to Rushi 56-17 on February 7th next night at home against New Bremen, fell by a score of 47-44. Interestingly enough, Mechanicsburg mid-year traveled to New Bremen and played the Cardinals, and the Indians suffered one of their two losses at New Bremen by a final score of 54-48. So interesting numbers there. Mechanicsburg falls at New Bremen by 6. Botkins loses at home to New Bremen by 3. Interesting compare, contrast, don't put a lot of stock in it, but that would suggest a pretty even matchup on the surface here today for this round one game between the two clubs who locked horns as the number three seeds.
Well, I think you can use that if you're Botkins to say, hey, they don't respect us. They came right on the bracket to play us. So that's something you talk about in the locker room. But the bottom line is you got to come out. You got to take care of the basketball. You can't be soft. And you got to cut back on the turnovers for easy baskets at the other end. If Botkins can do that, they can stay in the game.
Brittany Butler, head coach of Botkins in her first year, has done a very good job. She coached the previous 4 years in the Dublin Jerome school system, including time as a JV coach. She's a graduate of Elmwood High School in northwestern Ohio, where she played hoops and was a star at guard. She also played basketball at Capital. You'll recognize the name Christy Dodane, head coach of Mechanicsburg. 12 years, mentor of the Indians. She says this is her second best team of a dozen.
Well, that's saying a lot because they've come in here with some really, really good basketball teams. So if she's saying this is her second best, I'm looking forward to seeing them.
8 years at Miami East for Christy. In 1997, she took Miami East all the way to the state championship game, lost. That was the only setback suffered by East that season. 2 years later, Miami East lost in a state semifinal. She also coached a couple years at Graham, did Christy Dodane, head coach of Mechanicsburg.
Now, those Miami East teams, we had to play them, and boy, they were good.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, key components today include pace. Botkins has got to slow it down, take care of the basketball, can't falter under pressure, get good shots. Meanwhile, Mechanicsburg would prefer to push it up and down the floor and get to the mid-upper 50s. The Indians are averaging 60 points per game. Key building components today for both Mechanicsburg and Botkins. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We will take a one-minute radio station break here in the pregame. A one-minute radio station break is next. We're 5 or 6 minutes away from the opening tip-off of this first game of the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional tournament between Botkins and Mechanicsburg here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Once again, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Sydney, minutes away from the start of this Division IV girls sectional opener today between Bodkins and Mechanicsburg. I'd like to remind you, our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney include Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwood Troy Body Car Star. Here on ScorersBroadcast.com, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A new underwriting sponsor, the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore Road in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878, 567-0878. Mention Scorers Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/
/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.fh.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
We welcome you back here to Sydney High School. Starting lineups being introduced for Mechanicsburg. The visiting team on the scoreboard, the Indians, attired in the flashy purple with that neon yellow trim. And Indians across the front in that yellow white numerals. Addie DeLong, sophomore, 5'6 guard, 12 points a game. Olivia Skillings, 5'6 sophomore at guard, nearly 13 points a game. Danny Shipfer, 5'10 junior forward, 6 per outing. Emily Conley, 5'9 sophomore forward, 9 a game. And Lanny Wilhelm, 5'6 senior forward, 3 points per contest. As I mentioned previously, Mechanicsburg averaging about 60 points per game this year. For the Bodkins Trojans, Camden Paul at guard, 5'2 sophomore, 6 per contest. Janelle Platfoot at a wing, 5'6 sophomore, 4 per game. Carmen Uther runs the point. She's a senior, 5'5, 15 per outing. Boston Paul in the starting lineup, 5'6 senior, 6 per game. And Aaliyah Johnson in the middle at post, 5'9 senior, 4 points per contest. Bodkins in the home white. White numbers outlined in black. Some gold trim down the side to the shorts. We are situated here at the end of the floor, the south end of the Sydney High School gymnasium. Opening tip to start is on the deck, and it rolls to a Mechanicsburg player. And here come the Indians. Quickly, a baseline drive by Lanny Wilhelm. Goes underneath the basket, comes out the other side. Gives it off on the play to DeLong. DeLong to a teammate who goes barreling toward the basket. Olivia Skillings with a hard-earned drive to make it 2-0 Mechanicsburg. Well done, Chuck.
That was a good drive, and I really kind of thought she got fouled, but they didn't call it, but a nice basket.
Here is Botkins 25 feet away. It is Janelle Platfoot on the dribble. Flips it to Euchre in the right corner. Carmen at the elbow. Goes to the foul line, inches down the lane, nearly walked, pivots, lays it up from 6 feet, hit the rim, bounded away, rebound Mechanicsburg. Here come the Indians. Skillings across the timeline. Flips it on the arc to a teammate, Danny Shipfer. Outside the arc, high left, it's Skillings. Johnson for Botkins on Skillings at the elbow on the right. It's fed to Emily Conley, and it's poked out of bounds by Botkins. 2-0 Mechanicsburg. We've played a minute here in the opening quarter. Mechanicsburg to our left at this end of the floor, throwing in. Botkins clogs the middle, not well enough. It's caught below the basket by Addie DeLong. Missed it, no good. She was defended at the last second. Botkins snared the rebound. Here's Euchre spinning up the floor to the foul line, into the lane. Did not get away with that travel. She clearly picked up the pivot foot.
Well, it's obvious that she is going to have to take care of the basketball, and she's going to have to be the one that tries to score. If she scores in the 20s, I think they got a shot.
Now, you're right, Chuck. She's got to have one of her very best games of this season to beat this vaunted Mechanicsburg club, 19-2 on the year from the Ohio Heritage Conference, where it won the North with a mark of 15-1. Here's a screen set for Skillings. 23-footer behind the arc. No good off the flange. Rebound loose. Botkins fouls. Reaching in. Camden Paul slapped down. And the Indians will inbounds to the left of the rim. 2-0 Mechanicsburg. 6:17 to go here in the opening period. Ball inbounded right below the rim. Fumbled on the play by Skillings. And then it's picked up by the young lady who was the playmaker and inbounded the ball, but she had not established herself.
She has to get both feet in bounds before she can pick it up, and she only had one.
Yep, alert call by the referee right in front of us. We saw it the whole way. Quickly down the floor, Boston Paul for Botkins, which trails 2-0. Euchre comes out to catch. Addie DeLong on Euchre. Ball fed baseline left to Aaliyah Johnson, and it's stroked away by Mechanicsburg, which gets the steal. Into the forecourt, Skillings. Swings it high left to DeLong. DeLong's spin move, foul line in the lane. Open look from 12. Wide right, no good. Got the rebound, fumbled it, out of bounds. Off of Mechanicsburg last. It will be Botkins' possession. Trojans' interior defense has been pretty good so far.
Playing really well. I mean, Indians are getting inside a little bit, but they're doing a good job of holding their space, being strong, like we talked about before the game.
Mullaney, Maurer, and Kennedy Dosek on the floor now for Botkins. Mullaney, a 5'7 sophomore guard. Kennedy, a 5'6 junior forward. Here's Euchre up the floor for Botkins. Goes foul line. Continues to dribble. Works to the elbow on the left. Open look from 15. Hit the rim. Bounced away. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Leaking out is DeLong. Driving left-hand layup. No good. Rebound in the lane. Good! Emily Connolly banked it in. 4-0 Mechanicsburg, which is hitting the offensive glass. 5:13 to go, first quarter. Euchre, 25 feet out. On a weave to Camden Paul. Ball rotated around. Pitched on the arc to Camden Paul, who's available for a trip ball. Bottom of the cylinder. She pumped it home.
Good job. Inside out. Euchre got inside. Found Paul on the arc. Nice shot.
4-3 in favor of Mechanicsburg, which quickly works it down the floor to the post. Here's a left-hand shot by Schipfer. A little strong. Weak side rebound, Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Euchre over the timeline. Botkins down one. Euchre's got a lane all the way to the rack. Laid it up. Missed it. Blew the chippy. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Leading 4-3. Opening 3.5 minutes. Addie DeLong at the timeline. 25 feet away to Skillings. Again, Johnson on Skillings. Well out on the floor. Mechanicsburg sets up its offense. Ball whipped to the right side to DeLong. Picked up by Camden Paul. Near side Skillings. Looks for Schipfer in the post. Here's an elbow jump shot fired up and made by Emily Connolly.
5'9 sophomore.
6'3 Mechanicsburg, which has made three deuces. Botkins has the one field goal, the triple by Camden Paul. 3:48 to go, first quarter. 6-3 in favor of Mechanicsburg. Here's a long three-pointer by Mullaney Maurer of Botkins. It's no good. Clangs off the iron. Rebound down to the Indians, who come down the floor quickly. Into the paint. 10-footer by Schipfer. No good. Rebound Botkins, but over the back. Foul on the Trojans. It's in the act of shooting. A rebound attempt by Connolly. That went against Carmen Euchre. 3:33 to go, first quarter. Two free throws, Mechanicsburg. The first is perfect.
Well, we've played not quite 5 minutes, and they have three offensive rebounds.
Emily Connolly nailed it at the stripe. She's off to a very good start to this game. Ella Forrest, the first sub in for Mechanicsburg, 5'9 sophomore wing player. Second shot by Connolly is pure. All net. 8-3 Mechanicsburg. Botkins can't afford to get behind the double digits here in the first half. Ball thrown straight away. It goes to Boston Paul. Boston on a weave down the left side of the lane. Goes Kennedy Dosek, and it's slapped away by Mechanicsburg. Here come the Indians. Skillings into the forecourt. Motors to the foul line. Leaves it behind her to Connolly. Outside the arc on the right to DeLong. Dong loops it baseline left to Lanny Wilhelm. Back on the arc to DeLong. He tries to squeeze off a runner from 12 feet, missed it badly. Rebound tipped away to Euchre of Botkins. Stolen in backcourt by DeLong against Euchre. Layup good. Carmen couldn't afford to foul and pick up her second. Let her go. Mechanicsburg in front 10-3. Euchre barrels down the floor all the way to the rack. Got it for two and a foul against the Indians.
Well, I will say after the first 6 minutes that Mechanicsburg's got a really good basketball team. Carmen Euchre's the best player on the floor.
I think you're right on. Carmen just displayed that right there. She went coast to coast, made a beautiful drive, and converts on the three-point play chance with a free throw. 10-6, Mechanicsburg up four. 2:34 to go, first quarter. Botkin, token pressure in backcourt. Up the right side to DeLong. DeLong peers in for Ella Forrest. Can't find it. Head of the circle, it's Skillings, who scans the floor. Gives it up to Wilhelm. Popping out to catch is DeLong. Four-point lead, Mechanicsburg. 2:10 to go, opening period. Botkins, man-to-man defense. High right, it's DeLong. Ball thrown around the corner. Baseline right, intended for Ella Forrest. She couldn't hang on. That's because she was jarred from the backside. Common foul. Mechanicsburg will throw in. Baseline left of the rim.
Well, Euchre had her stopped there, but Platfoot came from behind and then bumped her just enough. They made the call.
Wilhelm looking to pitch it in play. She's the playmaker. Left of the foul lane. Whips a pass on top. It's snagged by Skillings. Right back into the post. It's dribbled off the foot of Conley. Rolling away. Out of bounds. Botkin's ball. Minute 56 to go. Opening period. 10-6. Indians up four. Token pressure here in backcourt by DeLong and Mechanicsburg. It's thrown inbounds to Boston Paul. Paul up the right side to Euchre. 35 feet away. Carmen, left-hand dribble. Now on the bounce with the right. Here is Boston Paul, head of the key. Outside the arc to Euchre. Euchre pulls up inside the arc. Missed a 16-footer. Nice rebound below the basket by Camden Paul. In the lane to Boston. Short shot, no good. Rebound Mechanicsburg. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Indians up four. Addy DeLong retreats midcourt, then penetrates a drive down the lane, flipped it toward the iron. Botkin's got a piece of it, out of bounds. Inbounding is Ella Forrest for Mechanicsburg, low on the left. She looks, throws it, top of the circle, stolen on the play by Botkin's Nell Platfoot, gotten back by Mechanicsburg. And the 10-footer is pumped in.
Addy DeLong with
a nice shot below the foul stripe.
That should have been a Botkins ball, and they just got it ripped away. That can't happen.
Good, strong defensive effort by Mechanicsburg to pilfer that from Botkins. It's 12-6. Here's Aaliyah Johnson low on the left for the Trojans.
There we go. Spin move,
left hand, got it. 12-8. Mechanicsburg up four, 46 seconds to go, first quarter. Ball thrown down the left side by Mechanicsburg. It's a wild one. It's loose in the corner, saved by Schipfer. Out back to the three-point shooter. A long one by Skillings is no good, but she's flattened on the play, and she's awarded three at the stripe. Olivia Skillings chucked up a ball from distance, but boy, she was decked.
Yeah, she was. I'll tell you, the ball was out of bounds over here, but the referee didn't have the same view I did. He was blocked that, but there's no doubt that he couldn't see that.
It did appear as though it went out of bounds.
The ball hit the corner before she saved
it. We were real close to it, just 2 feet away. The official was several feet.
Well, if he would have come over here and sat down with us, he would have got the right call.
Yeah, he was out on the floor looking through bodies. And it was a play-on situation. Nobody stopped. Of the complement of three by Skillings are in. She has shot two, right, Chuck?
Yep, it's the third.
Here's the third one. Up and good as well. And it's 14-8 in favor of Mechanicsburg. She nailed all three of them.
No, she was two or three. She missed first.
I'm sorry. She did miss the first one while my head was down. 14-8, Mechanicsburg. Johnson again going to work down low on the left. It is on the rim, hangs, comes off, tie up on the rebound. With 19.6 to go, it's Botkin's possession. So Skillings connected on 2 of 3 free throws while fouled shooting the trifecta. She hit 2 of 3, and Mechanicsburg has restored a 6-point lead. Here's Botkin in the left corner. Johnson fumbles it. That's because it was tipped away by Mechanicsburg in the corner. Good defensive effort by Danny Schiffer. Trojans, 4 feet off the baseline, side court, inbounds to Euchre, 25 feet out. Big possession. 10 seconds to go, first period. What a drive by Euchre down the lane. Oh, missed the gimme. A left-hand shot wouldn't go. She had a fine look. Here's Mechanicsburg, a second left. Travel call against the Indians. 0.1 on the clock. Botkins will throw it in. Janelle Flatfoot will feed it to Euchre, and that ends the first quarter of play. Mechanicsburg up 6, Indians 14, Botkins Trojans 8 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
It is 14-8, Mechanicsburg over Botkins. We start quarter number 2. The Indians are coming right at us at this offensive end. 6-point lead, Mechanicsburg. Carmen Euchre has missed some real short shots. Boy, if she had made those, Chuck, we'd have a tie ball game.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's getting to the rim. They're not easy shots, but they're shots she's normally going to make.
Sloppy pass by Mechanicsburg, out of bounds, far left corner of the floor. Trojans get it in backcourt. Token pressure by the Berg. The winner of this game takes on Jackson Center, which chose a bye on Tuesday, February 15th at 6 here at Sydney. The winner of this game plays number 7 seed Jackson Center on Tuesday evening. Carmen Euchre 30 feet out, being checked by Addie DeLong. Ball thrown down low on the left to Johnson. Got away with a pivot move and a walk, and then scored. Ducked under, hit it. She clearly traveled, no call.
Twice. She traveled twice.
14-8. Scoreboard has not registered the Botkins points.
Yeah, 14-10.
Scores table doesn't believe it. There we go. 14-10. Here's a strong post-up move. Wow! What a shot by Danny Schiffer for Mechanicsburg. Beautifully done. Left-handed. She was strong.
That was strong.
16-10. Botkins trails by 6. Euchre on the arc. Steers off to the left. DeLong chases her. Euchre, short corner. Ball knocked away momentarily by DeLong. Now to Johnson. Johnson looks for Carmen. Can't find her. Swings it on top to Camden Paul. Paul, foul line, spin move. Knocked away. Good theft by DeLong. DeLong out in front. Euchre tries to steal. Does poke it away. It's rolling, rolling. Indians pick it up. Ship for cross court to a teammate. Open look from 10. Good by Skillings. 18-10 Mechanicsburg, which is very good in the scattered floor. An aggressive team with speed and physical attributes. They will push you around a little bit. A good club. Botkins down by 8. Biggest deficit. Here's a wild pass by Euchre from midcourt to the post into the hands of the Indians, who bust down the floor 2-on-2 10-foot bank shot, Schipfer, much too strong. Rebound to Long, no good. Rebound Schipfer, no good. Foul on the back against Botkins. Ball out of bounds to Mechanicsburg, which is winning the offensive board battle big time.
Yeah, 6-2 right now.
5:41 to go here in the first half. Mechanicsburg has opened up an 8-point lead, 18-10. Ball inbounded by Skillings on the arc to DeLong, back to Skillings. Left wing, DeLong starts to drive, pulls up, feeds Ella Forrest. One-hand runner in the paint, backboard rim no good. Fine rebound by Mechanicsburg. Driving, shooting, Wilhelm no good. Rebound, Schipfer, yes. Mechanicsburg dominating the glass. 20-10 Indians. 5:15 to go here in the second quarter. Euchre gives it up far left side. Here's a drive to the lane area by Botkins. Shot hooked up and made. Wow.
That was Dosik.
Dosik with a miracle play. Threw it in from down around her shins, high off the backboard. She was bumped big time. Yeah. Ball went through. She's at the stripe. 3-point play chance. Foul shot, yes. 20-13. That 3-point play came at a good time, right when the Indians had stretched the advantage to 10 points, 20-10. Botkins pressuring. Down the floor comes DeLong. Left baseline, Wilhelm. Awkward drive. Missed it, no good. Here's a fine rebound by the Trojans. Dosik, shove off, backcourt against Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, Wilhelm just kind of bumped Davis, enough of a bump to knock her out of bounds. Official has no choice but to call that.
Botkins knows it's been beaten on the glass. Trojans not denied on that rebound effort. A few changes both ways. We'll pick them up. Leah Johnson out for Botkins. Camden Paul out as well. Melanie Maurer back in. Here's Botkins in backcourt, and it's pitched out of bounds. Mechanicsburg ball.
You can't just stand and put a hand out, not move, and hope she can hit your hand with the pass. The
Indians have it below the rim. Skillings will play it. 20-13, Mechanicsburg. 4:46 to go, first half. Ball thrown foul line to Elise Wilson is checked in. Here's a long three ball left corner. It's in! Olivia Skillings, a bomb. 10-point lead has been restored. Euchre down the floor. Behind her to the three-point shooter. It is Boston Paul, no good. Fine rebound low on the left. Up and in by Dosik of Botkins. Good board by her. 23-15, 8-point game. Forecourt right, Mechanicsburg knocked out by Botkins. Botkins has trimmed it back to 8. Mechanicsburg highly aggressive, extremely physical. 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. Botkins trying to hang tough. Here's a drive into the right corner by Skillings. Left it, got it back. Pitch to Conley at the foul line. Back to Skillings. Long, high-arching trifecta. It is a little heavy. Rebound, Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Dosik down the floor. Throws it into the lane. Intercepted by Mechanicsburg. Indians up 8. Ball looped, baseline left. Here's a pass into the middle of Schipfer, stolen by Botkins. Botkins recovers. Euchre up the left side, and she is over-guarded, but stepped out of bounds. Botkins bench wants a foul. No dice, says the referee.
It was too far away. I didn't see exactly what happened.
3 minutes, 38 seconds to go, first half. Mechanicsburg 23, Botkins 15. Very important final stage of the second quarter. Botkins does not want to fall behind any further.
No, they got to stay in touch with them.
Here's Addie DeLong at the elbow on the right. Gives it up on the play to Lanny Wilhelm. The ball is spiked away by Botkins, and we've got a tie-up at the top of the circle. It will be Botkins' possession. Good effort by the Trojans, Kennedy Dosik. She's come off the bench, giving Botkins a lift.
As she jumped on the floor that time, got her head jumped on, but had a held ball situation.
She checks out, Johnson back in. 3:23 remaining, second quarter, Botkins in backcourt, inbounded to Carmen Euchre. Carmen's missed some pretty good looks. Botkin still within eight. 25 feet away with the ball. Camden Paul veers to the right side of the floor. Throws to Euchre, the cutter in the lane. She's right below the rim. Hindered a little bit. Missed it short. Got it back. Squeezed off the five-footer. Was fouled. No call. Rebound again, Euchre. Foul this time in the act of shooting.
What an effort by Carmen that time. She got hammered on the first two shots. They didn't call it.
Carmen Euchre, free throw line, two coming. A chance to shave the Mechanicsburg edge to six. Free throw rolls all around. It's the backboard, hangs, and drops in.
A little bit to the right, but it did hang on the rim.
Second shot, Carmen. One, two, three, hops to the basketball. It lipped the iron this time, came out. Seven-point lead Mechanicsburg, which pulled down the board. Quickly up the floor to Skillings. Skillings into the lane to Schipfer. Schipfer left-handed shot. Alina from 6 feet. Bothered by Johnson. No good. Rebound Botkins. Euchre in backcourt being hounded. Flipped it up the floor to Boston Paul. On the arc to Camden. Camden strides down the lane. Running left-hander. Missed a chippy. Oh. She was wide open. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound down to Mechanicsburg. Boy, Botkins has blown some very makeable shots in this game.
Down seven, and they could be tied, or they could have a little lead.
DeLong passes to Conley, who guns a triple. Wide right, no good. Rebound Johnson, Botkins. Mechanicsburg has come up empty the last four possessions. Steal in backcourt, taken away by Forrest of Mechanicsburg. Loops it to a teammate intended for Conley. Knocked into backcourt by Botkins. We got a travel call against Botkins. Wow. Boy, the Trojans. Boston Paul came up with the ball for just a brief instant. It was knocked away virtually simultaneously with the steal. And it was ruled she had possession and rolled over with it and walked. Mechanicsburg will take it. A minute 56 to go, second quarter. We're stuck at 23 for Mechanicsburg, 16 for Botkins. Very little scoring in the last 2.5 minutes. Here's Addie DeLong, 30 feet out. Addie nearly palmed it, drove into the lane, knocked away by Botkins out of bounds. Good hustle by Camden Paul, who fought the ball away from the Mechanicsburg player. Baseline below the rim. It will be inbounded by Ella Forrest of the Indians. She throws it out back for Skillings at the top of the circle. The ball rolls all the way to the end of the floor, out of bounds. Botkin's got a piece of it, 80 feet from this basket, right underneath the Botkin's rim, out of bounds to the Indians.
She got shoved. She got two hands shoved going for the basketball.
Boy, you've got to survive contact in this game today.
Oh, boy.
Here's a pull-up 10-footer by Schipfer. It hit the rim once, twice, no good. Rebound hooked up, no good by Skillings. Tie up on the board between Schipfer of Mechanicsburg and Kennedy Dosek of Botkins. And it is Botkins alternating possession.
Well, we've seen Mechanicsburg enough. We knew exactly what we were going to see today.
Yep.
We told you before the game what it was going to be like, and Botkins knew it too.
Indians had two good looks. Last trip down, couldn't score. Here's a long three. Conley, that's it. A triple from deep in the corner. Breaks a drought for Mechanicsburg. Here's Euchre driving down the floor. Angles in from the right wing. Hits it. Euchre retaliates for Botkins. 26-18. Mechanicsburg in the lead by eight. 52 seconds to go here in the first half. Long throw by Mechanicsburg. DeLong reaches to catch it, but she's out of bounds. Euchre on the attack for Botkins, which is down eight. 48 seconds to go here in the first half. Ball thrown to Camden Paul in the lane. She's loose right down the paint. Makes the shot. Camden Paul in among the trees. Nifty maneuver by her. Botkins within six. Here is Skillings. Skillings to DeLong. Out back to Skillings. Long three-pointer way short. Mechanicsburg can't save it. Botkins possession.
Well, you knew that was short when she let it go.
27 seconds to go here in the first half. Botkins can cut it to three or four at intermission with points here. Euchre to midcourt. Being checked very tightly by Addy DeLong. Ball thrown to Johnson, coming out to catch. Is Camden Paul, popped in the air by Mechanicsburg, picked up by Boston Paul. Baseline left to Johnson, layup, missed a five-footer. Weak side rebound, Camden Paul, 12-footer, danced off the iron. Rebound below the rim by Boston Paul. Got it, at the buzzer. Boy, you talk about persistence and resilience by Botkins at the offensive end. Last trip down the floor. It took several close-in shots before the Trojans made the field goal just before the second quarter closed out. And we've got a ball game.
Yeah.
Mechanicsburg 26, Botkins 22 at halftime. We'll take a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. I'm reminding you that you are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Halftime at Sydney High School, opening game of the girls Division IV sectional tournament. And our tally as we look at the scoreboard, Mechanicsburg up by four over Botkins, 26-22 after two quarters of play. Two-minute radio station break is next. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
It is halftime here at Sydney High School. 26-22 Mechanicsburg over Botkins. Very good opening tournament basketball game here at the girls' D4 sectional. Fine contest. Mechanicsburg up before. Botkins has missed seven or eight short shots. Mechanicsburg 4-5. Very physical game down low. Officials are letting them go at it. Yep. They are consistent. That is for sure. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Chuck.
Well, it was 26-16, so Botkins ended the half on a 6-0 run. That was nice to get them back within striking distance of 4 points. 17-13 rebounding advantage for Mechanicsburg. 9-6 on the offensive boards. Botkins did a much better job in the second quarter in that area. They turned the ball over 10 times, maybe a little bit too much. Mechanicsburg turned it over 7. four of five from the free throw line for the Indians, three of four for the Trojans. Individual scoring, Mechanicsburg had two young ladies with nine, Emily Conley and Olivia Skilling. Then they got four from Danny Schiffer and four from Addie Long. They scored 14 and 12, 26 for the half. Botkins, 6 points from Carmen Euchre, 5 points from Camden Paul, as she had a terrific first half. 4 points from Aaliyah Johnson, 3 points from Kennedy Dosick, 2 points then from Janelle Platfoot and Boston Paul. They scored 8 and 14, and they only trail it by 4 at the half.
Love the way the officials are letting the young ladies go at it on the glass.
Yep.
It's been very consistently worked.
Well, we'll see, because we had the Mechanicsburg young ladies on our end, and we saw some of the hammering that was happening. I'm assuming it happened at the other end, but we'll see. Because Botkins will be down on our end now this end.
Yep, you've got to be strong with the basketball. That's all there is to it. That's our halftime report, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Halftime here in this girls' Division IV opening round sectional game. Mechanicsburg 26, Botkins 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGIncOH.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer along with Jack McBee back here at Sidney High School. 26-22, Mechanicsburg by 4 over Botkins. We're seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank at Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Bodkins Trojans possession starting the third quarter, down four. Trailed the 10 twice in that first half. Look at Carmen Huber go to work. Wow, what a play. Faked out two or three Indians. Dazzling effort. Great drive by Carmen Huber to open the third quarter. Splendid basket. And then Mechanicsburg, a bit rattled, throws it out of bounds.
My goodness, that was a heck of a play by Carmen Huber right there.
Oh, she faked me out trying to watch those moves to the rim. And Bodkins is suddenly within two, 26-24. Eight straight, but Bodkins overlapping the second and third quarters. Here's Johnson, high post, gives it up to Boston Paul. Straight away to Platfoot, back to Boston. Boston, right wing, Platfoot on the deck with the left hand, into the lane, open look, 14-footer, hit the back brace, no good. Rebound Bodkins, Platfoot again, missed it. Weak side rebound loose, does it go out of bounds? No, saved in by Bodkins. Boston Paul hits Johnson. Here's a drive into the lane, ducks under, she's fouled, and she'll get two. No, she walked.
That's probably the correct call.
Yes.
Nobody from Bodkins liked it, but she took two steps to try to get through the double team.
Exactly. She dragged both feet, and that triggered the contact. It was a walk before the foul.
Look at me, he's siding with the referees.
Here's Mechanicsburg in backcourt pressure.
Travel.
Indians walk with it, do get it up, throw it away, loose on the deck. Mechanicsburg finds it, though. Here's Skillings, open 10-footer, wide right. Rebound down to Boston Paul of Bodkins. They head to Euchre. Bodkins can tie or take the lead. Euchre head of the circle, right down the pipe to the rim. Stops in the paint area. And she clearly dragged her pivot foot.
Yep. When she gets to that spot, she's just got to go up. And even if she can't get the ball in the basket, she's going to probably get a foul call. Throwing the ball from that position, trying to throw back out, not going to work.
Exactly. She would have been shooting too, I think, had she done a little head fake, shot fake. She might have gotten to the stripe, but she turned it over. Bodkins blew a chance to tie the game up. Mechanicsburg has it kicked out of bounds by Bodkins below the rim. The Indians fire it top of the circle. Handled there on the play by Emily Conley. Down low on the left is Schipfer. Her line drive, 8-footer, hits the bottom of the rim, and Bodkins has got the board. Tell you what, Chuck, Mechanicsburg has only scored 2 points in about the last 6.5 minutes. Here's a drive down the lane, all the way to the rack. Oh, my goodness! Camden Paul missed a layup. And the rebound goes to Mechanicsburg, foul on Bodkins. I tell you what, Chuck, the Trojans have had 8 or 9 shots totaling no more than 30 or 35 feet.
This is one of those games where if you lose it as a coach, you go home and you replay it about 50 times.
Wow. Timeout called. 6:03 to go, third quarter. Mechanicsburg 26, Bodkins 24 on Scores, broadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Chuck McBee just got word that the Anna freshman defeated Jackson Center by 3 points at Jackson Center today. Thus, Anna advances to the freshman SCAL tourney final on Monday night at 6. Jackson Center plays Fort Loramie in the consolation game at 5. We've got coverage of Rushi and Anna on the air about 5:30 Monday night from Jackson Center.
I'm excited to do that. These kids, this is going to be fun for them.
Well, Botkins has really turned up the pressure defensively. Here's a long three-try by Mechanicsburg over the top of the Botkins defense, and Olivia Skillings bombed it in. Big hoop for Mechanicsburg. 5-point lead, 29-24. Botkins into the forecourt, straight away Camden Paul. Gives it up to Euchre, set, shoots the three. Swish! Swish! Euchre retaliates, she matches.
Mechanicsburg changed up their defense, they went to a trap and they found Euchre wide open for a shot.
Three-quarter court pressure by Botkins. Mechanicsburg goes baseline left. Offensive foul. Lanny Wilhelm went leaning in, lowered the shoulder, extended the arm, ran over a Trojan. Good call.
Going to be a foul every time. If you that arm extends, you're done.
Botkins a chance to tie or take the lead, 29-27. Mechanicsburg up two. 5:05 to go, third quarter. Euchre sprints down the left side, all the way into the lane. Ball punched away by Mechanicsburg. Bodies fly. Foul called. Mechanicsburg player on the back of a Trojan.
Yeah, they called it on Schiffer, and she got an arm in there and then kind of hooked Johnson. Boy, Euchre came within a quarter of an inch of making the drive off to the entire defense. The ball got tipped at the very last second, or she was getting ready to shoot a layup.
Carmen will inbound below the rim, right directly in front of us at the south end of the floor. Ball thrown on the arc of the three-point shooter for Botkins. It is no good. Long one missed by Melanie Maurer. Rebound comes down to Mechanicsburg. Had that gone in, Botkins would have jumped on top by a point. Mechanicsburg still leads by two, 29-27. Dribbling off into the right corner goes Addy DeLong, double dribble. Mechanicsburg plagued by turnovers the last 7-8 minutes of this game.
They are, and their three top players are sophomores.
Here's Euchre up the floor, spin move, head of the key, goes foul line. Right wing gives it up to the driver, Dosik. Dosik pitches far corner to Camden Paul, who saves it from going out of bounds.
That was a heck of a save.
Now Botkins resets. Euchre drives on the left side of the lane, all the way to the rim with the left hand. It's good! It's good! We're tied up. Carmen Euchre, dazzling drive, 29-29. Mechanicsburg and Botkins even up. Baseline left, Skillings for the Indians. On top to Schiffer. Fires it cross court to Ella Forrest. Baseline right.
Travel.
Ducks under. Clearly walk. There's the whistle. Botkins ball.
Mechanicsburg really rattled right now. They're going to call a timeout. Good timeout.
Oh, Mechanicsburg's floor game has taken a hit. We're tied at 29, halfway through the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Again, repeating what we have just been informed about at the boys' freshman basketball tournament at Jackson Center. Anna downed Jackson Center, advancing to the freshman tournament championship Monday night at 6 against Rushi. Consolation game at 5 will pit Fort Loramie against Jackson Center. Anna Rushi in the finals on Monday night. We'll have coverage for you at 5:30 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Here's Carmen Euchre for the lead for Botkins. It's in and out. Oh, it's swirled around the rim and spun away to Mechanicsburg. Wow. It was down below the iron. Wouldn't stay. That was for a three-point lead. Here's Mechanicsburg on a drive. Running toward the rim of Skillings. Overshot it. Rebound Euchre. Blazing a trail down the floor. Layup good! Layup good! She might have been fouled. What a play by Carmen Euchre. She's taken over this game. Baseline left, Skillings. Hands to a teammate. A short leaner by Mechanicsburg. No, but a foul. Flatfoot fouled Addie DeLong of Mechanicsburg, who's at the stripe. Two free throws coming. A chance to knock the score. 31-29. Botkins in the lead. Free throw off to the left by DeLong. It's no good.
Well, Janelle Flatfoot going to have to sit a little bit. That was her third foul.
Three on Janelle. Second shot here for DeLong, who was off to the side on the first one. Off to the other side on that one. And Euchre gets the long carom. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Euchre, top of the circle, foul line, dribbles between the legs. Down the lane, herky-jerky, layup, good! Carmen Euchre stolen the show. 33-29, Botkins. Forecourt right, Itella Forrest throws to Schipfer in the lane. Hard bank shot, too much mustard on it. Below the deck, rebound, or I should say below the rim, on the deck. Purple bodies, white shirts, out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. Love the Indians uniforms, Chuck. Love that bright purple neon yellow trim.
Yep.
Botkins, the home white. White numbers outlined in black. Gold and black trim down the sides of the shorts. Down four now is Mechanicsburg. Long three-pointer. Gunned up there by Skillings. Off the back heel. No good. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Botkins.
Boy, we're so far away, it's hard to see, but Euchre had a real nice box out that time, and they went over her back. I'm not sure. Didn't look like a foul from here.
Mechanicsburg led in this game, 26-16, with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And since that time, a 17-3 run by Botkins.
Yeah, they're playing some great basketball. And Carmen Euchre has, she's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 11. She's got all 11 points here in the third quarter.
Here is Mechanicsburg inbounding below the rim. Pass deflected, stolen, down the floor quickly. Camden pulled to the rack, got it for two. Bust out by the Trojans who made the intercept. Here's Mechanicsburg, forecourt, other end. Head coach Christy Dodane needs a timeout. In the span of about 9 minutes, Mechanicsburg has seen a 10-point lead get wiped out. Botkins up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro, and at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5. A take-home test for the coronavirus is also available. As we return to action, Mechanicsburg drives into the lane. Wild shot high off the backboard. No good. Rebound to Leah Johnson. Botkins foul Mechanicsburg on the back. Momentum of this game has switched 180 degrees.
Well, I'm going to go and say that, I mean, unless they're just having a horrible game, this is not a very good shooting team for Mechanicsburg. I mean, they got some size and they play hard, but I don't think they shoot it incredibly well.
One basket, 3 points for Mechanicsburg in the last 10 minutes. 6 point lead, Botkins. Here's Carmen Euchre, top of the circle. Steers her way down the lane on the arc to Boston Paul for a triple. Swish! Swish! Carmen Euchre, founder. Good assist by Euchre. Boston Paul poured in a three. 9 point game. Botkins 38-29. Top of the circle. It is Skillings. Skillings hands it off to a teammate and it is thrown away. Euchre spiked it, got it, dribbled the length, laid it up strong. Rebound Boston Paul. In the corner, Dosick for a three. No good off the back rim. Foul over the shoulder. Boston Paul of Botkins.
Wow, boy, how huge would that three have been right there? That would have brought the house down.
Yep, Kennedy Dosick had a good look. If she drills that one, the lead swells to a dozen. 41-29.
Well, just like Euchre has taken over for Botkins, Skilling has got to take over here for Mechanicsburg. She's the only one shooting it well.
Here's Ella Forrest, top of the circle. Whips it to Addie DeLong, left corner. High arching three in the air by Skillings. Yes, sir, for Mechanicsburg.
I shouldn't talk so loud. They heard me.
38-32, Botkins up to six. Here's the ball inbounded to Euchre. She beats the press single-handedly. Tries to squeeze a pass to a teammate. Her arm is grabbed. Team foul four on the Indians, four on the Trojans. A minute and a second to go here in the third quarter. 38-32, Botkins. Skillings has had, I think, the only two field goals for Mechanicsburg in the last, oh my gosh, about 11 minutes of this game, overlapping the second and third quarters. Mechanicsburg has gone cold. Botkins intensity offensively and defensively has been revved up. They're playing really well right now. Carmen Euchre has stolen the show in this game. Here's a pass by Botkins behind Boston Paul, intercepted by Mechanicsburg. Rolling the other way goes Emily Conley. Layup is in. Botkins lead trimmed to four. Boston Paul, forecourt right, looks for Johnson in the post. Hits the cutter. Carmen Euchre. Schipfer manages to claw the ball out of bounds. 30.7 to go in the third. 38-34, Botkins, which trailed in this game 20-10 and 26-16. Here is Camden Paul below the rim, inbounding. Finds Euchre left corner. She's at the short corner.
Pass.
Good feed to Johnson. Shot deflected. Johnson got it back. Foul over the shoulder. Committed by Lanny Wilhelm.
What a great pass by Euchre that time. And good defense. Forrest came over and blocked the shot.
Carmen Euchre threaded the needle to Aaliyah Johnson. Two foul shots for her. The first careens out to the right. It skidded off the rim. No good. 38-34. Botkins up four. 26.2 to go, third quarter. Second shot here by Aaliyah Johnson of Botkins. Every free throw big down the stretch. That free one missed off the heel. Long rebound of Mechanicsburg. It goes to Elise Wilson, 5'5 senior guard. Up the floor, loops it left corner for DeLong, and the pass is too long. It goes out of bounds.
I like that substitution. They took Euchre out on defense to give her her first rest. Now they got the ball with 16, bring her back in, let her play offense.
Most all of these Mechanicsburg turnovers, Chuck, since the middle of the second quarter.
Yep, they're at 13 now.
16.6 to go in the third. Botkins now gets a reprieve. Trojans with an opportunity to score the final points of the period after Aaliyah missed two free throws. Here's Euchre bolting down the floor. Carmen Euchre. Oh, what a play. She skillfully drew a two-shot foul. Had no chance whatsoever to make that skunk shot as she was blowing her way down the paint, not even looking at the rim. Heaved it toward the iron. Got contact. Two free throws coming.
Shit ball player.
Carmen shoots it short. Three straight free throws missed by Botkins. 10.9 to go third quarter. 38-34, Botkins up four. Botkins did lead by, was it nine? 38-29?
Yes. And had a three that would have really broken this game open.
Oh, my goodness. Carmen way shy of the mark on each free throw. Rebound comes out long to Mechanicsburg, holding foul against Botkins.
Well,
eight fouls are at 5 and 6. We're nearing the 1 and 1 for Botkins. In fact, the next foul of Mechanicsburg will send the Trojans to the stripe for the bonus. 3 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Mechanicsburg dribbles out of bounds. Far left side of the floor. Skillings on the muff.
Dribbled off her foot. Knocked it out of bounds. You got 2.5 seconds to go, and Euchre comes back in the game.
Here's the ball inbounded to Euchre 70 feet away. The clock never started. She heaves it up the floor to Schipfer, and Schipfer hangs on. Third quarter finishes. Mechanicsburg once led by 10. Botkins roared from behind to secure a 9-point lead. Mechanicsburg shaved it back down to 4 at the end of 3. 38-34, Botkins. Great girls game here today to open up the Sydney Girls D4 sectional on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bamback Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations in my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, who just said, I've got no certain feel about how this fourth quarter might go. Me neither, Chuck.
All right. I mean, it's been, each team has had the advantage and a big advantage.
Yep. Botkins is in front before it was 9. Opening seconds, fourth quarter of play. Far left wing, it's Boston Paul for Botkins. Wants to throw it to the post to Johnson. She's got it in the short corner. Schimpfer is on her back. That a Boston Paul for a 3. It hits the edge of the rim. No good. Strong rebound. Yanked down by Conley of Mechanicsburg. Out ahead to Forrest. Forrest gives it to the 3-point shooter, Skillings. 27-footer, barely caught iron. Loose ball on the deck. Who's got it? Picked up below the rim and laid in by Schipfer. Alert play by Mechanicsburg. 38-36. 2-point lead, Botkins. 50 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Here's Euchre. Throws into the lane to a teammate. And weaving toward the basket and scoring for Botkins. Wow, what a play by Janelle Platfoot. Euchre found her. Coming right back. Skillings in the lane area for Mechanicsburg. No good. Rebound too hard. Schipfer's got the board. Schipfer tries to muscle her way out of a barricade and is fouled by Botkins. It's now 16 fouls each way. Bonus the rest of this game. The final 6:53. 40-36. Botkins up 4. Mechanicsburg inbounds below the rim. Ball lobbed top of the circle to Forrest, to Skillings, back to Forrest. Outside the arc to DeLong. She picks up her dribble. Hand off to Forrest. Bounced it off her shin. Picked up by Euchre. 3-on-3. Euchre foul line. Twists her way down the lane. Makes it! Makes it! What a play by Euchre!
That's the best I've ever seen her play, and I've seen her have some pretty good games.
Oh, man, is she taking charge? She has been assertive. A deluxe performance by Carmen Euchre here this afternoon. Or I should say late morning. Maybe it's noon. I'm not sure.
12:03.
Okay. Here's a twisting 10-footer by Schipfer in the paint with a left hand for Mechanicsburg. It's wild. No good. Rebound Euchre. Euchre storms down the floor. Driving, shooting from the left wing. Missed it hard. The rebound down to Mechanicsburg. 42-36 Botkins. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. In the post, Schipfer on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's gunned up there by DeLong. A little too much mustard on it. Rebound Botkins. Botkins up six with the ball. We got a player down in backcourt. A Trojan was knocked to the floor with a thud. And that's one and one time.
Yeah, it is.
Botkins 0-for-4 shooting free throws in the third quarter. I think we'll get foul shots when we return. Timeout called. 5:47 left. 42-36 Botkins trying to pull a mild upset over Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We welcome you back here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. I'd like to remind you that our radio station sponsors today are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwick Troy Body Car Star. Don't forget about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Fouled right before the timeout for Botkins was Janelle Platfoot. She's got the one and one with Botkins up six. Make it seven. As Janelle flips in the free one. Second charity stripe upcoming.
Well, and Botkins has five timeouts left, so they can call timeouts strategically in the fourth quarter to rest Euchre for a little bit.
Free throw by Janelle, rolling all around, hit every centimeter of the rim, and it bounced home. 8-point lead, Botkins, 44-36. Botkins was up briefly by nine at 38-29. It's now an 8-point cushion. Dribbling up the floor comes Mechanicsburg. It's Olivia Skilling straight away. Baseline right to DeLong. Down inside of the post player, Conley at 5'9". She scores it with the left hand.
That was strong.
44-38. Botkins up six. 5:27 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Euchre. Here's Camden Paul. Top of the circle. Keep it in Euchre's hands. He's a marvelous free throw shooter. Steal! Taken away by Skillings. Ahead to a teammate. Layup is in by DeLong. Here comes Mechanicsburg. Taking advantage of the midcourt steal. 4-point game. 44-40. Botkins up. 5 minutes left. Euchre top of the circle motions. Still dribbles. Herky jerky move in the lane. Lot of contact. Partially blocked. Taken away by Skillings. Outlet to DeLong, 10-foot try, bouncing, hit the rim twice, no good. Rebound on the deck, Johnson gets a mitt on it. It's a tie-up, Arrow Mechanicsburg.
Hey, I mean, they're just going to have to rely on Euchre. She's getting tired. I know she is. Her leg has got to be tired, but she's got to just keep taking it to the basket.
A lot of fours on the scoreboard. 4:44 to go, fourth quarter, 44-40 in favor of Botkins. Ball lobbed in, head of the key to Conley. Right back down to the post to Forrest. Spinning, missed the shot. It skimmed off the rim, almost went down. She took a hit from the backside, and she's awarded two. Almost made it. Good play on the interior by Ella Forrest. 5'9 sophomore for Mechanicsburg, which is a very young team. The roster has a lot of youth on it. Free throw, lift the rim, no good. We're stuck at 44-40, Botkins. 4:40 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw by Forrest in the air, and she popped that one home. 44-41, Botkins up three. We're near the middle of the fourth period. Here is Boston Paul at midcourt on a weave. Gives it up to the jump shooter. Foul line. Yes! Good-looking shot from Delaney Maurer. That was big. That was really big.
It absolutely was.
Good motion offense. Melania Maurer got the look from 16. Botkins up five. Here's a drive of Mechanicsburg. Layup bouncing around. Whistle blows. Shot goes in. Count it, McConley, plus one.
Yeah, Conley and Skillings have been the real deal today. I've been impressed with them.
Emily Conley, sparkling game by her, 5'9 sophomore for Mechanicsburg, 3-point play chance. Botkins' lead is three, 46-43, 4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Mechanicsburg doing very well to get down inside here in this fourth period. 3-point play opportunity for Conley. Foul shot is in and out and back in. 46-44. Botkins lead whittled to just two. Euchre, timeline, head of the circle. Foul line below it. Hands off on the play to Johnson. 10-footer, knocks it down. Big bucket, Aaliyah Johnson.
She drew four players to her that time. Johnson hit a nice jumper.
48-44 in favor of Botkins. Inadvertent kick by the Trojans is noticed by the official, who elects to give the ball to Mechanicsburg out of bounds.
That's too bad because that was going to be a steal.
Yep,
but she did kick it.
Here's Conley. Here's Skillings, 25 feet away. Loops it back to Conley on the arc. 4-point lead, Botkins. 3:40 left, fourth quarter. 3-point shot, Skillings. Swish! She's got it. 1-point game. 1-point game. Botkins, 48. Mechanicsburg, 47. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Camden Paul on the loose down the lane. She is flattened as she took it to the rack. She's got two free throws. Oh, Chuck, I think the word that we used in the pregame was we may here today have a nail biter. And that's what we've got. It's a photo finish. Camden Paul, two free throws for Botkins. Trojans had four foul shots in the third quarter, missed them all, and this one is in and out, no good. Second shot, Camden Paul, 3:26 remaining. A make here would extend the lead to two, way short. Rebound, pinballed around, Euchre's got it for Botkins. She enters the lane area, all the way to the rim, bites it in. Carmen Euchre, heck of a drive, heck
Boy,
of a drive.
She does such a good job of just finding the rim. She never loses it.
3-point lead, Botkins. Baseline jump shot by Forrest of Mechanicsburg. Short, no good. Rebounded by Botkins. It was pulled down off the glass, but Blackfoot ahead to Carmen Euchre.
Good
she gets
out.
Right in front of head coach Brittany Butler and takes a timeout. 2:58 remaining. Botkins up three. It's going down to the wire on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. For those that come to us from towns all around, we're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want as a snack or as a full meal. Back to live action. Here's Carmen Euchre in the lane on the arc to Camden Paul. Her three-pointer a little strong. Loose ball rebound. Schipfer's got it for Mechanicsburg. 2:41 to go. Botkins ahead by three. Midcourt come the Indians. It is Olivia Skillings around one player or another. Laid it up. No good. Followed by Skillings. Missed it, but a foul. Two free throws. Olivia Skillings. Nearly 13 points a game on the year. Rock solid 5'6" sophomore at the stripe with two.
Of course, he's got 18 now. He's getting ready to shoot two free throws for a chance at 20.
Dynamite player. Free throw by Skillings. Yes. 50-48, Botkins up two. Second shot by Skillings. Deep knee bend, one, two, three bounces. It is good. Front rim, backboard, rolled in. Botkins up one, 50-49. It's got to be Carmen Euchre time now. 2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Camden Paul, dribble drive through the lane to Boston Paul. To Platfoot in the corner. Janelle on the weave. To Johnson out near midcourt. Gives it to Euchre straight away between the rings. Picked up by DeLong. 2:11 to go. Botkins up one. Euchre foul line. To Platfoot. Open look. 17-footer. Short. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Off Botkins. Right in front of us. Mechanicsburg possession. Oh. 2 minutes, 3 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Botkins in the lead by one. 50-49. By the way, at Meyer's Tavern, breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. And don't forget, terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Meyer's Tavern, proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Here's an outstanding drive along the lane on the left. Added to Long, banked in an 8-footer on the go through traffic. Big hoop by Mechanicsburg, which leads by one, 51-50, 1:30 to go. Euchre below the basket, in trouble, throws it to midcourt. It goes beyond the timeline, over and back against Botkins. Time out, Trojans. 51-50, Mechanicsburg, a minute 31 to go. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. And don't forget here on scoresbroadcast.com, another game upcoming this afternoon. Airtime around 140, 145 or so. Sydney girls in action. Should be another superb contest. Tecumseh provides the opposition. It's a Division I girls sectional game from Troy. Tip-off slated for 2. May start a little after 2 o'clock. Bryant Billing, Chuck McBee on the call this afternoon from Troy. Here, 51-50 Mechanicsburg. I'm waiting for the final seconds of the timeout to count down to get the time to go in the game.
Minute 40, minute 31, that's close.
91 seconds to go. Botkins just turned it over after Mechanicsburg scored to take the lead, 51-50. Both teams in the bonus. In fact, Mechanicsburg is in the double bonus. Next foul on the Trojans is number 10. Here is Mechanicsburg at midcourt. Handling the ball, Olivia Skillings. Goes behind the back. Loses the ball. Got it back. Threw it to Schipfer. Schiffer to Conley, 20 feet away. Right corner, Skillings. Skillings sends it on top to DeLong. Picked up by Euchre. Euchre knocked it away. It's loose. Botkins on the steal. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins down one. Here's Camden Paul, high right. Straight away to Boston Paul. Boston at the elbow. Into the lane to Johnson. Back to the basket. Goes to work on Schiffer. Up and under. Good! What a play, Aaliyah Johnson. Pass up the floor by Mechanicsburg. Intercepted! Intercepted! Stolen by Boston Paul. And a push against Mechanicsburg with 43 seconds to go. And Botkins up one, 52-51. Team foul 9 on the Indians. That's the 9th on Mechanicsburg. 1-1 for Botkins. When we come back, Botkins up a point, 52-51, 43.7 to go, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, free throws, free throws, free throws, Chuck. They're free, but well, they're really not free because you got to make the shot to make the shot count.
You got to take the throw out of free throw if you're going to make it.
Now, Botkins has not shot him well second half. Botkins has the final 1-1 here. Leading by one, 52-51, with 43.7 to go in the fourth quarter.
Now they're 2-for-8 in the second half shooting free throws.
Don't forget Myers Tavern, 693-8271 for your carryout. 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Here's Camden Paul, 1-1. It is bouncing. No good. Rebounded by Mechanicsburg. Indians have got the ball, trailing by one. Ball thrown to Schiffer in the post. Over-guarding foul against Botkins. Schiffer at the stripe. Double bonus. Boston Paul picked it up for Botkins. Foul 4 on her. 35.5 to go. Botkins 52. Mechanicsburg 51. Double bonus for Schiffer. Her left-hand free throw is no good. Too strong. Now you've got to box out. You've got to be stout on the boards here. The best Mechanicsburg can do with this possession is a tie. It is good. 52-52. We're deadlocked. 30 seconds to go. Euchre, midcourt for Botkins. She may take it down to about 15, get another timeout. Throws to Johnson in the corner. Back to Euchre, 23 to go. Euchre. 30 feet away, 25 feet away, still dribbles. Carmen's got an avenue down the lane, flung it up there, and draws a 2-shot foul. Oh, was that ever slick?
That was, and she got her arm grabbed. That was, and I like the fact they didn't call the timeout, because when you call a timeout, that means you got to get the ball in again, and that a lot of times is a turnover.
16.7 to go, leave it in the hands of Carmen Euchre. She's got 2 shots and hits it. 53-52, Botkins, 16.7 to go. This is the big one.
Carmen's got 22 points for the game now.
Carmen Euchre toes the stripe again, gets the ball back from the official, eyes the goal, and swishes number 2. 54-52, Botkins. Here's Mechanicsburg in the forecourt. Head coach Christy Dudane doesn't call the timeout.
Doesn't have one.
Hand off to Skillings. She overshoots a 10-footer. Rebound chip for no good. No foul call. It's on the deck. And it is ruled a jump arrow, Botkins. Tell you what, Chuck, you did remark a moment ago. Mechanicsburg may have used their 5th and final timeout far too soon.
Well, they called a timeout when there was a dead ball. It was going to be a free throw. She could have talked to anybody she wanted to. Now she needed one and didn't have one.
3.8 to go. Botkins has got to get it onto the court. They do. It is pitched in to guess who? Carmen Euchre, wrapped up and bear hugged. 2.9 remaining. She's got the double bonus up two. A chance to salt this away. What a thrilling game here today.
Good one.
Opening rounder, girls, Division IV sectional. It's been the Carmen Euchre show. Free throw by Carmen. She's got it. Lot of rim. It hit the backboard. Fell in. This one would seal it.
She makes this. You call a timeout. And you talk about the fact that you don't want to give them a four-point play.
55-52, 2.9 to go. Carmen drains another one. She drained them both. Timeout, head coach Brittany Butler.
Boy, if she's saying doing what I'm saying, she's a heck of a good coach.
She's had a fine season in year number one this as game, the mentor of this Botkins program.
In this game, she has been absolutely perfect in her moves.
As she was an outstanding high school performer on the hardwood up at Elmwood High School, Northwestern Ohio. Played at Capital, coached in the Dublin Jerome system. Her first year, head of the Botkins girls program after Phil Groves, who'd been on the girls' side for 6 years, moved over to serve as the head coach of the boys' program. And now with a four-point lead, Botkins can lay off. You don't want to foul. Don't want to send the opponent to the stripe. Mechanicsburg's got an airmail up a three ball here.
And you don't even be close to him.
No.
Don't give the referee a chance to even make the call.
Separate. Long throw up the floor to Skillings. Skillings catches at midcourt. Hurdles a 45-footer wide left. It's over. Botkins in a mild upset over Mechanicsburg. 56-52. Carmen Euchre got good support here today, but she put on a show. She sparkled and led the Trojans to this win over Mechanicsburg. A game between two number three seeds, Botkins and Mechanicsburg. Botkins won the coin flip, went on the board first, and then Mechanicsburg said, I'm going to jump on the Trojans. They took Botkins in the opening rounder in the Rushi bracket away from Fort Loramie, and Botkins turns the tables on Mechanicsburg 56-52. 2 years ago here, Mechanicsburg won in a blowout over Botkins, but today Botkins victorious by four. We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming in a matter of seconds. A two-minute radio station break is next. We'll hear from Steve and Ted's later on in our postgame, but a two-minute radio station break is coming up now. Then we will return with our wrap-up. Botkins goes to 16-7 on the year and advances on in the tourney to take on Jackson Center on Tuesday night at 6 here at Sydney. Two-minute break. Botkins victorious by four over Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.
supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Sydney. Thrilling game, entertaining. What a win by Botkins. Three words describe this contest. What a game. Botkins 56, Mechanicsburg 52. Mechanicsburg owned the majority of the first half, led by 10 twice. Botkins came back, went ahead by 9. Then a good rally by Mechanicsburg, which inched in front by a point. And Botkins outplays Mechanicsburg the final 2 minutes. 56-52, Trojans triumphant in a thriller. Our radio station sponsor, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwood Troy Body Car Star. Thanks so much to our radio station sponsors. Great game, Chuck. Let's take a look at the stats and who are our Clancy's Award winners here this afternoon.
If you look on the Mechanicsburg side, they had two young ladies that had terrific games. Olivia Skilling ended up with 20, and then Dana Schipfer. No, I'm sorry. Emily Conley had 16. I'm going to go with Skillings as the player of the game for the Indians. On the other side, Botkins, my goodness, Carmen Euchre, 25, which she did get help from Johnson with 8. Camden Paul with 7, which Camden would have made a free throw, would have taken a little pressure off, but she had a nice basketball game, which can't go with anybody but Carmen Euchre for the player of the game for Botkins.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. ShopDayton.com. I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is
pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky.
Nick Meyer, sales engineer at Knox, also lives in Fort Loramie. Big shout-outs to them. Thank you so much, Knox Machinery. Super game here today. 56-52, Botkins girls defeat Mechanicsburg, one to follow. Tip-off shortly after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Sydney girls against Tecumseh. Bryant Billing, Chuck McBee on the call. Quick reminder about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. It's now in Greenville, and it's now in Enon. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Darren Yingst has a new store, 418 South Broadway in Greenville, and also on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Darren can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Special prices, professional service at your pro hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. The Carmen Euchre Show, Chuck.
She was terrific.
Oh, she dazzled. Boy, she sparkled here today. Solid performance, well-rounded game by the Botkins team. And Botkins pulls off what would have to be considered a mild upset. Mechanicsburg coming in 19-2, Botkins 15-7. And Mechanicsburg was certainly confident, jumped on Botkins, wanted to play him round one.
And they got to.
And they got to. And the Trojans sent them home. Mechanicsburg, very good young club. Tell you what, Christy Dodane's unit will be back intact next year.
Yeah, they will.
Sophomore-laden team.
Yep.
Look for the Indians to be a serious threat here in this sectional tournament next season. May think twice about playing an upper-tier Shelby County League team in the opening game next season.
Well, that's the problem, is that Botkins just sees such competition all year.
Yep.
That we're coming into a game like this, they didn't have any fear. You could see it in their eyes. They had no fear.
The Trojans now 16-7. Thanks so much, Chuck. Thanks to our online listeners for joining us, our radio listeners as well. A lot of gratitude to Derek and Tracy and JC, who continue to serve as board ops for us at the radio station. It's been a fun day so far. One more game to follow. Shortly after 2 o'clock, Sydney girls in action against Tecumseh. Don't forget, Monday night, airtime about 5:30, we've got Rushi versus Anna, the boys freshman championship game in the Shelby County League from Jackson Center. A tip-off at 6, airtime 5:30 on Monday night. And then next Wednesday, Sydney boys play at Vandalia Butler against Lebanon in tourney action. We've got the call on that game for you, so a lot more action coming up. For Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering here at Sydney, I'm Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you. The Botkins girls have knocked out Mechanicsburg in a thriller, 56-52.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.